Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life, Ministries, come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nissan.
Let us learn Yahweh's ways.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the program today. Today, I want to talk and I want to remind people again the importance of following your Bible and not just listening to some man that you call a pastor or a preacher or an evangelist. Double check everything you're hearing in the scriptures. The name of the ministry is Torah Life Ministries. A lot of people hear that word Torah and they think that might be something Jewish. And I could tell you our Messiah is Jewish. And last I checked, he was telling people to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, known as the Torah. The problem is, folks, the church today is trying to replace the Torah or the original covenant or the Bible itself with its own theology. And basically, you have a situation where we can call it replacement theology. Because what there is teaching is not in the scriptures. It says in the book of Deuteronomy, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. Now, I want you to find and underline whenever you see in the Bible, it says, keep my commandments. Underline and highlight that. And some people say, well, that was the Old Testament. The New Testament is different. And I will submit to you that the New Testament not only tells you to keep the same commandments that Moses gave to the people, but Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, actually raised the standard and didn't only say keep them. He made it more difficult for people to keep them by saying not just committing adultery, but even thinking about adultery. You get the idea, folks? But as it was to be higher or harder to keep the commandments, Yeshua also raised us higher to another level. And if we missed the mark, his mercy is there if our intent was there. If we desire to use his death as an excuse to live in sin, that's not going to cut it, folks. We have to realize the importance of him dying for us and setting us free. Setting us free from sin doesn't mean we can have an excuse to live in sin. When you accept Yeshua as your Messiah, folks, something needs to change. Your heart. You can no longer love the things you once loved. It's not about saying a prayer and just saying some words. It's about your heart changing and you hating the things of this world, the things of the flesh, the things that you once loved before you accepted Yeshua as your Messiah. It says in Psalms 119, blessed are the upright in the way who walk in the instructions of our wonderful Creator. And if we're looking at the scriptures, we could say, blessed are the upright in the way who walk in the Torah of Yahweh. Yahweh is the name of our Creator, folks, and the law that you think you know is the Torah, and we're not set free from the law where we can't do it or we shouldn't be doing it. No, Yeshua said, I did not come to do away with the law or the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. We need to have a heart to follow these things. Verse 2 of Psalms 119 says, blessed are those keeping his testimonies who seek him with their whole heart. Now, if you're listening to this today, ask yourself, are you seeking him with your whole heart? Not just do you read the scriptures or do you know your scriptures, but are you doing as they say to do? Because there are many people whose eyes have not yet been opened, or many people that are stuck in deception. The enemy does a great job at deceiving people. And their eyes are closed to see that, hey, I've been reading all along where it says to keep the guidelines and instructions, but I haven't been doing them. Well, maybe you haven't been seeking enough. And some people will say, well, I've been seeking enough, and my pastor just told me I don't need to follow them. Well, I'll tell you what the scriptures say. The scripture says we should keep his guidelines and instructions. And he says the blessings come along with that. And then the curses come along with not keeping those guidelines and instructions, as it says in the scriptures. I want you listening right now to be blessed abundantly. Just like it says over and over again in the scriptures, if we follow his word, we will be blessed abundantly. Deuteronomy 11:26-28 says, look, today I am giving you the choice between blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim that I am giving you today. But you will be cursed if you reject the commands of your Creator, your God, and turn away from him and worship gods you have not known before. That's a powerful scripture, folks. And we think about that. I'm going to read that again real slow because I want you to hear that. And I want you to take in what it's saying. Because there are so many Christians out there deceived to thinking that there's a new law or new commandments. Like Yeshua brought new commandments. And they kind of dummy down all the commandments to two commandments. And love your neighbor as you love yourself, and have no other gods before me. And basically, you know, when Yeshua said this is the greatest of all the commandments, he wasn't saying this is the only one to follow of all the commandments. You see, those just sum up. If you're following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you're automatically going to be doing those two commandments that so many people say is all we need to follow, all we need to look at. But if you disobey and you don't do the commandments that our Creator told you to do, and you have the capability to still do them, you are breaking those two. And that is the problem. So Deuteronomy 11, 26 to 28, we'll say it again, folks. It says, look, today I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. And that's what it really comes down to, folks. It's a choice between a blessing or a curse. There's another scripture that says, many are called, but few are chosen. But in the Aramaic, it really says, many are called, but few choose. You see, we do have a choice. And we have that choice, and that choice ultimately comes down to a blessing and a curse. The Bible is a book of opposites. You have good versus evil, blessings versus curses, and life versus death. And it says in Deuteronomy 11, 26, 28 again, today I'm giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. And that's what my words through this scripture is telling you about. It's about that choice. Do you want to continue to be cursed? Or do you want to flip that around and start to experience some great blessings in your life? And I'm telling you how to do that. So not only am I telling you right now, according to the Bible, not my words, not my ideas. According to the Bible, right now I'm telling you how to get either a blessing or a curse. Right from the words of our Creator. And we continue to look at Deuteronomy 11, 26 to 28. It says, you will be blessed if. Now we gotta underline, and we gotta highlight, and we gotta put it in capital letters or whatever we want. It says you will be blessed if, and as I already, you will be blessed if. And then the next sentence is you obey the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim that I am giving you today. And that is what the message of the Bible is, folks. You will be blessed if you follow the instructions of our Savior, of our King. You'll be blessed if you listen to Him. He knows better than us. He created us. He knows every hair on our head. You know, it says, I know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. That's His plan for us. We need His plan, not our plan, as it says in the scriptures. Better to listen to Him than listen to man. So again, so you will be blessed if you obey the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim that I'm giving you today. Now we look at the flip side of that, folks. It says, but you will be cursed if you reject the commands of a wonderful Creator, a wonderful King, Yahweh, and turn away from Him. And worship gods you have not known before. That's it. So, you know, that's the curse part of it. So let's look at this whole thing again and think about that. It says in Deuteronomy 11, 26 to 28. Now, if you're driving right now or you're listening somewhere and you can't pull this and open up your scriptures, when you get home, please open up your scriptures to Deuteronomy 11, 26, 28 and read it, because it's so imperative that you understand this. It says, look, today I'm giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You'll be blessed if you obey the commandments of our Creator, Yahweh, that I am giving you today. But you will be cursed if you reject the commands of Yahweh, our Creator, and turn away and worship gods you have not known before. And this comes to us at a particular time where, well, it's all year, it's all the time. People are making idols, people have other gods, people are making things more important than our Creator. That's the second part of that, but it says, if you reject the commands of our Creator. So there's two parts to that. You'll be cursed if you reject the commands of your Creator, and if you worship other gods. That's basically it. It says over in Hosea, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected my word, I also reject you for being priests for me. Since you have forgotten the Torah, I will not only forget you, but I will forget your children or your seed. So we cannot reject, says, but you will be cursed if you reject the commands of your Creator. Now, you might be thinking, well, I don't reject the commandments of our Creator. I keep the commandments that I need to keep or I should be keeping. Or you might be thinking, we don't have to keep the commands because Yeshua set us free. That's in the Old Testament. We don't got to do that anymore. This, folks, is the words of our Creator. You will be cursed if you reject the commands. Reject is they were given to you, but you said, I don't want them. And maybe not in your lips, maybe not in your mouth, maybe not in your knowledge, but in your actions. They were given to you, and you said, I'd rather do without. I'd rather follow my own ways instead of our Creator's ways. That is basically what we're saying when we decide with our actions to do the things we want to do. As it says in Proverbs, there's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. There's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. So we have this great opportunity. Now we look at this again. So we have the choice between a blessing and a curse. And it says, you will be blessed if you obey the commands. Let me simplify what it's saying here. It says, you will be blessed if you listen and follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Or you will be blessed if you follow commands, but you'll be cursed if you don't. That's it. If you follow the commandments, you'll be blessed. If you don't, you'll be cursed. There's another scripture in the Bible that says, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. And the people answered not a word. And many people listening right now, your actions, you're not going to answer a word. But I'm telling you, you know, the Bible says I take, in Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. So they can have life. Our Creator does not want us to reject His instructions. You know, folks, I'm a parent, and any parent knows out there, you want your kids to follow your advice, not their own advice, especially when they're very young. And we're all young in the walk. We don't know these things that our Creator knows. He's smarter than we are, and He always will be smarter than we are. And we need to follow them if we want to be blessed. And whether that blessing is safety or whether that blessing is something else. See, we think of blessed, you know, on human terms as, oh, a lot of money or something, or we're in a situation where we don't have to work really hard. No, that's not the blessings they're talking about here. Because there are many non-believers, people that reject the words, the guideline instructions of our Creator, that have those things. But that's not a blessing. Being blessed is something different of our Creator. And blessing is really powerful in Scripture. It wasn't about what we see here, or what people have in our own human thinking of blessed. Life is connected to the blessing. That was the greatest desire for the young Israelite children, was to get a blessing from their father. That was their greatest desire. Their whole life, that's all they wanted. We saw that with Isaac and Jacob, and the turmoil that caused when a blessing was stolen, or a blessing was given, the great joy when the blessing was given. We see that. A blessing. That's from a blessing of an earthly father. What about a blessing from our heavenly father? You know, if we realize the significance of a blessing and learn what blessing is, you'll be blessed if you obey the commandments. That is a blessing from our heavenly father, our creator, the one who created us, the one who died for us and set us free. And he's given us his instructions how we'll be blessed. We obey the commandments. I don't think people take this seriously enough, because if they did, they wouldn't just take the commandments so lightly. And a lot of people say, well, I obey the commandments. And I say, well, you know, how's that fourth one working out for you? Many people don't even know them, but it says, keep the Sabbath day holy. And people say, oh, now you're just talking like a Seventh-day Adventist, something like that. And I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist. I'm someone that follows the Bible. The Bible says, keep the seventh day holy. People say, well, you know, that's not for me. Well, then you'll be cursed. Because you're rejecting the commands of our Creator. And by doing that, you're turning to the world's ways. Because you're following and listening to the world more than you're listening to our Creator. If your boss tells you, look, you got to come to work Saturday. We need you to put in some overtime. You come to work. So you're worshiping that boss more than you're worshiping our Creator that says, take Saturday off. Don't work that day. And that's where the curses come upon us. If you just look up in the Bible, blessings and curses, look up both of those things, and you'll see how many times blessings is connected to being obedient to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, known as the commandments, the statutes, on every level, from disease and sickness to health and wealth, on every single level. And then you look at the other side of that. Cursing is connected to disobeying or rejecting. Disobeying or rejecting or turning away from the commandments. And that's what so many people are doing. Job 36:11 says, if they listen and obey our Creator, they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their lives. All their lives will be pleasant. Now, I know a lot of people, including myself, before I was saved, I could tell you the pleasantness of my life was just of this world. But these things were not pleasant at all when I became a believer. I was embarrassed to know the person I once was. But in the Bible it says repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. So I turned my ways, I repented, and I turned my heart. And I understand what it says in Job 36:11 when it says, if they listen and obey our Creator. So what does that mean, obey? Obey our Creator means to obey His instructions and His guidelines. It says they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their lives. All their years will be pleasant. And that's what I want it to be. I want my life to be pleasant. That's a great word to sum it up. I want it to be pleasant. You know, there's many trials in life, but somebody who's a believer, who understands the guidelines and instructions, they pleasantly work themselves through those stressful situations in life. But those that aren't connected to our Creator's words, who fear man more than they fear our Creator, who follow man more than they follow our Creator, you know, who listen to man more than they listen to our Creator, and who obey and do according to man more than our Creator, I could tell you one thing they don't have in their life is a pleasant life. Their life is full of stress and turmoil and confusion and just every negative emotion you could think of. And it destroys them. And that's what the Bible's about, and that's what it talks about. So, you know, I'm so excited that people's eyes are being opened to this, because our Creator's given us His Word, and we have an opportunity, at least in this country, to read the guidelines and instructions today and do what it says. But there are so many people out there today that have been deceived, and their mind is damaged, you know, to what they thought they knew. You know, it goes on to say in Psalms 119, you know, a blessed person does not work evil. They walk in His way. So you hear that, folks, that the first three verses of Psalms 119 says, blessed are those, blessed are the upright in the way who walk in the Torah of Yahweh. So blessed are those who keep the guidelines and instructions. Blessing are those keeping His testimonials, who seek Him with all their heart. And then verse 3, they also do not work evil. They walk in His way. So evil and His way are two different things. And His way is His guidelines and instructions, His commandments. Evil is transgression of the law. That is sin. So verse 3 saying, those, they don't work sin, they don't practice sin, they don't love sin because they walk in His way. Remember I said the Bible's a book of opposites? Well, there we have again. We have obedience versus disobedience. Or we have righteousness versus sin. Sin is breaking the guidelines and instructions of our Creator on purpose, willfully, doing it consistently. It says they do not work evil. They walk in His way. Verse 4 of Psalm 119 says, you have commanded to carefully keep your precepts. How much more and clear does this need to be, folks? Oh, that my ways were fixed to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look to all your commandments. I will thank you with integrity of the heart. In my learning, the judgments of your righteousness, I will keep your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly. I want to invite you and ask you to read Psalms 119 so you really get a gist of this and you understand the importance of keeping and understanding His guidelines and His instructions. He wrote the book, and that's what the book is, folks. It's an instruction book on how we should live. It's actually a ketubah is what it is. Now you might be thinking, well, what in the world is a ketubah? Well, in the Jewish tradition, when you get married, you write out a contract. You write out a contract with the terms to the agreement or the terms to the covenant. And the terms to the covenant are for the husband and the wife. Well, that's what the Bible is. It's the world's biggest ketubah. And it has the terms of the marriage there. And it's about a marriage that is going to happen. And what role you take in that marriage and what outcome that happens with that marriage clearly is determined within this covenant or this contract. And if you follow the words and the guidelines of the instructions, you'll be blessed abundantly. But as it says clearly over and over again in these scriptures, if you do not follow these words, you'll be cursed. Blessings versus cursing. And we could look at anywhere from the original, the renewed, and in the middle of the book, wherever you want to look, it talks about this this concept. And there are so many people today pretty much following scriptures, but they're taking them out of context. They're saying, we don't got to do that anymore. And you know, in Colossians, there's one that says, you know, don't let anyone offend you for keeping this day or for not keeping this day. You know, that was given to the believers, not the non-believers, saying, don't be offended for you following the guideline and instructions of our Creator. You know, like when Yeshua said, people will hate you because of me. You know, if you're looking, thinking, acting, and feeling like the world, there's no difference. You're not set apart. But on the other hand, if you're going in the opposite direction of the world, you're going to get in people's way. And they are not going to like that. They're going to hate that. And you're definitely going to get in the enemy's way. And he's not going to like that. He's going to hate that. So the enemy wants to bound the lukewarm. You know, the ones that are righteous, the enemy's running from them. You know, and he's going to try his hardest to get to you, but that's not going to happen because you are blessed by our King, who's given us these guidelines and instructions to know what to do, how to do it, even when to do it. If you love somebody, folks, or if you fall in love with somebody, you want to know everything about that person. And if you can have a chance to righteously read a report that tells you every single thing about that person that you just fell in love with, you will study it, and you will study it, and you will study it. And if you hear that that person likes something, loves something, or enjoys something, you are going to do your best to do that. You're going to make sure you show that person, look, I know you love this, and I want to make you happy. This is what I'm going to do. Well, you know what? We do have the world's best love letter ever written, and that is the scriptures. That is the Bible. And it tells us what our Creator loves, how He wants us to live, and what He wants us to do, and what He enjoys of us. And if we truly love Him, love is blind, folks, we will go to the extreme to please Him. And we can care less what somebody says, oh, you got to work on Shabbat, or oh, you can't do this, or oh, you can't do that. No, we care less about what the world says, because when we're in love, love is blind, we follow with our heart, not with our mind, folks. We go and we do it. But if we're not saved, our heart is evil, folks, and that can get us in trouble. We need to have a heart transplant. We need to have an attack of the heart, a heart attack, and we need to fall in love with our wonderful Creator and get right with His guidelines and instructions and keep them according to His word and His guidelines and not change them. That's the problem and the issue we had with the Pharisees to begin with, because they tried to add and take away. He said, no, no, you don't have to add or take away, just keep them. Don't add or take away, just keep them. Psalms 119 verse 25 says, my soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to what? Your word. Your word. Verse 26 says, I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Psalms 1 says, meditate on the word day and night. A wise person will meditate on the word, the guidelines, and instructions of our Creator, day and night. And you ask yourself, when's the last time you read a Bible? And I could tell you this, if you think you don't need to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you're not getting it. Your eyes have not been opened. And you might be listening, you might be saying, well, we're not perfect, we're all sinners, and you know, we can't follow those guidelines and instructions. You need to stop thinking about that. You need to start going on faith and understand He wouldn't ask us to do something that we couldn't do. Every single person that accepted Yeshua as Messiah has been set free from death row, and we have the capability and the opportunity to keep the guidelines and instructions. And if we mess up, that's where His mercy will cover us, if our intent is right. I am not saying that we need to keep the guidelines and instructions to be saved. No, we're saved through the blood of Messiah. He set us free from something that we deserve death row. We didn't deserve to be set free, but He set us free. And that's a free gift that we can't work ourselves to. We're not to keep the guidelines and instructions, folks, to be saved. We're to keep the guidelines and instructions because we are saved. That's what we got to get. That's what we have to understand. I have over 1,000 videos on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, talking about this information. And my life, folks, is pleasant. Pleasant as it can be. And I want your life, your life to be pleasant. And how could it be pleasant? Well, you look at a book like Fox's Books of Martyrs, where these people would be martyred, but they would not bow down to an idol. Just like Timothy, just like Daniel, their lives were pleasant because they weren't looking for the world to determine their happiness and their joy. They were looking to our Creator. And they know that we're only here for a short time, but we have an eternity waiting for us. And based on where our heart was, and it says a person's heart is known by their actions, and what we're doing is going to determine how pleasant we are, how unpleasant we are. So you ask yourself, folks, are you pleasant? Do you have pleasant in your life? That's a word not used often today, but we should use that word. And is there something wrong, folks? If you are comfortable living against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, and it might not be something you chose. It might be part of the deception of this world today. It might be part of the flesh coming through to you. But I'll tell you, something's wrong if that's happening. Because we got to get right with his guidelines and instructions, and we should feel very uncomfortable, extremely uncomfortable if we know what his commandment is and we break it on a regular basis. And that's what people do. We'll just take, again, the fourth commandment as an example, the Sabbath. If you don't think we need to keep a Sabbath, then you're a person that probably thinks we don't need to keep any of the commandments. Yeshua died for us, and that's the end of it. No, folks, I tell you, that's not the end. That's the beginning. Now we got to go and we got to follow him, follow his voice, follow his guidelines and instructions. That's what we need to do if we want to have that pleasant life. That's what we need to do if we want to get the gift that is waiting for us with the blessings and to avoid the curses. We have that opportunity. You could check out my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I thank you so much for listening today. You can contact me through the website. Contact me if you want to discuss these things. We have a local fellowship here in Lake Worth, Florida, where you can meet. We meet every Saturday, that's a Sabbath, at 3 p.m. You can get that information on my website, or you can call me. The phone number, again, will be at the end of the program. Folks, as it says again in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they could live. I'm a sinner just like you. The only difference is I repented and I hate sin, and I desire not to do it. And I pray you see the same, understanding that sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Until then, everybody, we'll see you next week, the same time. Thank you, and shalom, shalom. I'm so grateful you decided to listen today. Join me again next week, the same time, 11:30 a.m. at this station. You can also find me on Facebook under Paul Neeson, N-I-S-O-N, or look up Torah Life Ministries. Until then, everybody, may Yeshua, our wonderful King, bless you. Have a wonderful week, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you'd like to learn more, please visit www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. Or you can contact Torah Life Ministries by phone at 561-283-1707. That's 561-283-1707. Learn of Yahweh's ways. Torah Life Ministries, come out of the world.